At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We've been talking about the Knicks. We've been talking about Juan Soto and his struggles. Game 5 tonight. The Knicks are favored. They're favored by 4. And I remember walking out of here right before Game 5 of the Knicks and Celtics and seeing, this was after the Tatum injury, and seeing the Celtics favored by 5 in that game and going, huh. You know, like I'm not gonna bet these games. I've been off on them, but that's surprising. Like if I were gonna make a bet, I'd take the Knicks in that game. Feels like the Celtics are deflated. They were not deflated until Game 6, as they played their asses off and defended their home court in Game 5, which is what you're looking for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm looking for tonight is the pride that the Knicks have played with all season long, and I'm looking for I won't say a bounce back game, but I would just say a game that they give to their fans because their fans have shown up. The fans have been there. The fans have been as supportive as they've ever been. As long as I've been around as a Knick fan, I've never seen the Knick fan as engaged as they have been this entire season. And certainly beating the Celtics, you saw the remnants of that out in the streets in 7th Avenue.
Yeah. And that's what annoyed some onlookers who are not Knicks fans. You haven't won anything. Why are you doing that? Well, we'll tell you why we're doing that. It's because we haven't had these feelings about the Knicks in over 2 decades, and there's a young fan who had never seen it. I mean, there was a young fan who, like, growing up, they were 10 years old watching Carmelo Anthony thinking he was the greatest Knick of all time, when clearly he was not. Like, that was their ceiling.
But this is why I think tonight, The players themselves go out there and show the Knick fan, you know, the pride that the Knick fan is going to be bringing to the Garden. I think if this is going to be, everybody's going to be, you know, pins and needles. They're all going to be nervous. The Knicks are probably going to get down by 15 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, Halliburton's going to be hitting ball, you know, and Nesmith is going to be hitting shots, and Siakam's going to be just owning OG. But, at the end of the day, they'll figure out a way to get it done. I believe they'll figure out a way to get it done tonight, and they will give their fans at least what potentially could be their last home game of the year, give them something to remember them positively by.
Yeah, I'm not as confident as you thinking it's going to happen. I really hope it does, because the feeling that I'm looking for now is regaining confidence in this team with a win tonight and then get out to a good start in Game 6 to believe that there's a chance they can get back to the Garden in Game 7. That's the thing I'm looking for. I hope that they give us that belief and you don't have one of these just get run out of the building because the Pacers are running up and down the court and the transition defense for the Knicks stinks and they're turning the ball over like we saw in Game 4. If that happens, it's just going to be massively annoying.
What else will be interesting tonight as we get ready to turn the TV on and watch this game is whether or not Tibbs goes back to the original starting five or does he stay with Mitchell Robinson and brings Hart off the bench. We'll see about that. We'll see if there's anything else that they can figure out, you know, in a way to improve their defense and not leave guys wide open. Constantly, it's like where the Knicks are very rarely left wide open. It seems like it's only one way, at least from a Knick fan perspective. So that will also be worth watching tonight. And I also believe that, like, Jalen Brunson is a great basketball player. He said it after the game, you know, quite clearly that they didn't bring the energy that needs to be a part of a playoff run. I mean, like, you got to show up tonight and you got to bring that energy, and it's got to be on both ends of the floor. It can't just be on one end of the floor. And that really goes to him and Karl Anthony Towns on defense.
All right, let's get some calls in. Juan Soto, Knicks, it's all out there for you on this Thursday morning. AJ in Carlstadt, New Jersey. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
I watch most of the games as much as I can. And the problem is Juan doesn't swing at the first few pitches. And if I can see that, the analytic teams for all these other teams can see that, and they're firing in these fastballs, the first and second pitches, until he starts to focus. And I can just see then he's compromised. He's only really got like one swing left. And if he doesn't get it, it's, you know, he's going down or he's hitting the ground ball. But he's got to start swinging at these first couple of pitches, because they're beaming fastballs right down the pipe all the time.
Yeah, I mean, throughout his career, he's known to be patient. He's a guy who takes a strike. He works the counts, and that's why his on-base percentage has always been so impressive. So, I mean, occasionally there may be a time where he's going to swing early in the count, but that's just not his game. It's never been his game. And a lot of the times it's worked. So it's not working this year, but I don't want to now completely change what's been successful for him throughout his career, because he got off to a sloppy, a disappointing first 2 months of this season in a Mets uniform.
You think they need to sacrifice a chicken or something?
Like a major league type of thing?
Yes.
I don't think we're at that point yet.
Not yet.
I think we get, like, if you're telling me that middle of June now, two more weeks, then there might have to be a sacrifice of some sort. I'm not sure if it's a chicken, but I don't even know, a living thing might be a little tough, you know?
Well, maybe we can, like, I don't know, somebody around here?
Sacrifice somebody around here?
Yeah, I don't mean, like, you know, kill them. I mean, like, I don't know, do something to change the mojo.
Okay. Yeah,
Evan's big into that, right? I mean, he grows a beard, then he doesn't grow a beard. You know, then he dyes his hair, dyes his beard.
He does do all that stuff.
I mean, maybe we shave his head or something.
Yeah, I mean, if he's willing to do that. He looked actually not so bad when he wasn't dyeing his beard. If he had just cut his hair, he looked so much more like an actual man when he had that beard. And he just does not. When he's clean shaven.
But I think maybe middle of June, if Juan Soto doesn't start to wake up,
we'll do something.
We got to do something to Evan.
We'll do something.
Hey, shut your mouth.
Okay.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
John in Red Bank, what's going on, John?
Hey, guys, love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up today?
I don't know a lot about Juan Soto, except I remember he crushed us when he was with the Nationals, and then I forget where he went after that. But, I mean, and he was reportedly like 20 or 21. But I see the picture that you guys post, I look at that person. He looks like he's in his 30s. I mean, would anybody disagree with me? And I don't know. I mean, I know players in the past have maybe, you know, lied about their age. Could Soto be 31, 32 right now and hitting the tail end of his career?
I don't. Well, first of all, if he's hitting the tail end of his career at 31 or 32, that's really disappointing. He shouldn't be that much of a difference between late 20s and early 30s. We have seen it in the past, but he's been a great player. That people have intimated that over the years, that he's always looked older than his age, and that maybe 26 could be 29 or something like that, and how it could be easy to forge some of those numbers at some point. But I would think at this point in his career, with the money that Steve Cohen invested, that they would be pretty confident that he's not lying about his age. I mean, that would be an insanity.
I mean, like, he's 26. He'll be 27 in October. And you're telling me that he's, like, over 30?
I'm not telling you that.
I mean, that would be, like, you would think that if that were even the remote case, the Mets would go in and undo that contract.
Now, you know how you can, like, cut open a tree and see the rings and determine how old it is?
Yes.
Like, could you do, like, a blood test on a human and find out how old they are, the exact age? Or a DNA test, find the exact age out?
Do a bone test.
Bone test? You couldn't break a bone or slice a bone and look for rings, could you? That's not how it works.
No, but I would think that you'd be able to find some sort of documentation of when he was born.
Yeah. Well, okay. But that's what, you know, people say was forged or whatever. That if the people that are on that, I'm not one of those believers, but the Juan Soto age truthers out there will say that it's easy to forge those things.
We have Juan Soto age truthers now.
Yeah. Why don't you ask Grok? Because you love talking into your phone with Grok.
Yes.
And you get answers. See, is there a test that can determine the exact age of a human being? And what is that? And then maybe we could... Whoa, hello. Yeah, hello. Well, you're still... All right, well, you can put your mic back on now. So ask Grok if there's a test. Ready?
Yes.
We'll put the mic on so everybody can hear you.
Grok, is there a test to be able to determine a human being's age?
Okay, very good. He's probably searching, thinking about it. What do we got?
Yes, there are several methods to estimate human's age, though none are perfectly precise without context.
Mm.
So we have those biological age tests, DNA tests.
Oh, so we could get, you know what we should do?
Yes.
Like if he like blows his nose and throws it out, get like a clubhouse attendant to grab that, and we'll send out for the DNA test.
We could do blood biomarker panels.
Getting his blood's going to be tough. That's going to be a little trickier.
Bone age in children, x-rays, dental analysis.
Mm.
There are physical signs.
Dental analysis.
Yes. Chronological age verification documentation. That would be the birth certificate.
Yeah. But we're past that.
You could probably do carbon-14 dating.
Carbon dating?
Yes. In rare cases, carbon-14 levels in tooth enamel can estimate birth year.
You know what we got to do? We got to get his dental records. We got to find Juan Soto's dentist, because that, to me, seems like the easiest path. We got to like... grease the dentist, because you know they're not going to give up the personal records.
It's possible we got John Sterling's doctor to call in.
That is true.
And by the way, it does say that each method has its trade-offs. For precise chronological age, documentation is the best.
Okay. So maybe somebody, I mean, if this is going to be a thing now, if he continues to struggle and he's just falling off a cliff because he's 4 years older than he says he is, we got to get to the bottom of that.
Hey, can you get DNA out of earwax?
I'm sure.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Sure you can. Yeah.
If your body's oozing it out, your DNA's in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Why'd you leave some earwax at a murder scene or something?
No, I'm just wondering. You know, maybe like if he goes to clean his ears or something, and you grab the swab.
Oh yeah, I mean, but he, you know, baseball players spit every 30 seconds.
Yeah,
someone just needs to grab some of his spittle.
Now, do you think that? All right, how about if you got sunflower seeds mixed into that spittle?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because it's like they got Rex Heuermann with a pizza crust. Remember that?
Yeah.
So, sunflower seeds, gum, something like that.
Get Ray Tierney on this.
We would get an answer.
Yes, we would.
I mean, Ray Tierney would say, listen, the man did not commit a crime. You know, I'm out to get the bad guys.
Yes.
But he would, Ray Tierney, the Suffolk County District Attorney, would be all over this. He would get an answer quicker than anybody. I mean, he got Rex Heuermann behind bars, him and Suffolk County Police Department, the new age Suffolk County Police Department. So he would be all over it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.